Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
It's the smallest state in the union, but one of the most densely populated. It's not really an island, but it was first founded as one. First colony to declare independence from Britain, and my baby's from there. So let's go to Rhode Island, baby. That's where you're from. You can take me around to the places you left when you were young. Let's find a good bar, my love. Open up the a small nuclear explosion there in the 60s. They make lots of toys in Pawtucket, but for some reason cap guns are illegal.
Hello? Can you guys hear me? Tell me up, I'm gonna cry. Hello? No, nothing. Okay, hi, welcome to my show. Thank you for listening to WMFO School Nights. DJ Zemzemi. Today is a special show because we have guests, and we're gonna have a talk show. We're gonna get into it, and they'll introduce themselves, and we'll get it together and find something to talk about. But first, I'm gonna play a song. New Frank Ocean, In My Room.
Don't sleep with seats, that's a mattress. You ain't stingy, split your tablets with me. You don't flinch when camera flashing. Not fake laid back, no, it's natural. And I think you made for the life I lead. I'm not fake patient, I don't fake sick. That kind of coughing don't need lean.
rest in peace. Got this lust for life, horny for the game. First they kiss, then they bite soft. Then that bitch wanna play it off. Fucking, I'm pretty still in a pit of snakes with serpent shakes. Some brand new skills, I need a new face. I'm tired of these widows, acting familiar. Take all the rock and turn it to pop. They think of the Elvis, and they're grateful. They don't say thank you, they don't say grace. I eat for meals, I eat for millions. Fucking, I'm pretty still. Look at my deal, Richard Mill. Look at my ears, flooded with diamonds. Look at my skills, running through blocks like 49ers. 49 diamonds, stuff from my bracelet. That costs a while, that costs a while. But and it ain't new, I had a knowledge. John Eric in my locker. Pretty still, it ain't no pretty pill. It's either real or real, real easy on the eyes. Green like a soccer field. Skin hot when they tried me like a popper's feel. Hands shaking, open, never level sky. Rocket feel, rocket.
Okay, we are back. So, yeah, we're just going to have a little talk show. I guess we're going to talk about multiple things. This is my first time doing this, so bear with me. Yeah, so I'm going to have our guests introduce themselves.
Hello, everyone. This is Mayday.
Hey, everyone. This is Cinelli.
Can you guys hear yourselves?
No.
Oh, I can.
Oh, you can.
I think we're live.
Am I doing something wrong?
This is like...
The mics are on.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, that's working.
It's working?
Yeah, I just had to...
Hello?
Okay. This is actually Eric.
Please bear with us tonight. It's been a while since we've done this.
Should I sing for, like...
Actually, go off, because you can sing.
No, it's okay. I'll leave it alone. It's too early for
that. I still am logging this song, and it's not popping up. It's that new. Okay, so how is your guys' day? I feel like this is a Breakfast Club or some shit.
Right. I mean, Breakfast Club wannabe. My day was, like, pretty, you know, it was there, you know? Like, I got an email from one of my employers saying that I don't work enough.
You don't work enough?
Yeah.
And meaning, like, pick up more hours?
Yeah, they're like, you need to pick up more shifts. Meanwhile, you go online, there's no shifts to be picked up. And so I literally hit them with that I'm quitting email. Like, I was like, you're not going to pull one on me.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I had to double check. It was like,
also saw a squirrel eating a napkin today, so that was a thing.
Yeah, that was outrageous. It was outside of Campus Center, and like, it was low-key, I think, traumatized or something. It was like the squirrel is literally like in the bush vibrating with like a napkin in its mouth, and we're like, you are not okay.
Thing is, like, I'm convinced that this is the third time I've seen a squirrel eating tissue paper of some sort by Campus Center, and so I'm convinced it's the same ass squirrel, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
maybe it's a new diet.
I guess so. It's still looking plump though. It's looking
maybe it started the diet, you know. You know, people have that cotton ball diet thing that they do.
Oh god.
Oh yeah.
And like need surgery 5 years later.
Yeah.
To, like, remove.
That must be the most embarrassing surgery.
Nah, probably the surgeons are used to it. Embarrassing surgery to have?
Okay.
I don't know. Something getting, like, urethra ass.
Yeah, someone was
telling me. I was going to say anything genitalia. It's just
humiliating. Someone was telling me some little kid got, like, 12, like, little balls stuck up their urethra. And they had to have surgery to get it out because it wouldn't, like, get out.
First of all, were they just not peeing for the entirety of, like, their life or some shit?
I think they were, but I think it just hurt because it had to, like, go around. And it was, like, they were saying, like, this person was, like, in serious pain.
That's a surgery that would cause your parents a lot of, like,
actually
suspicion and, like, fear.
Suspicion, no. Or at that point, you just have to, like, shake your head and be like, right. Oh, man.
You have to give the whole kid away after. You, like, yes, get the surgery, but you're going, like, you're,
we're,
this
we're
is no more.
Back to
right.
Anywhere.
Relationship is no more. Remember when people were, like, on that whole thing with, like, oh, like, if you don't like the baby's body, like, you know what I mean? Like,
what is
you, it's like, I'm not an absentee, like, parent. I just didn't vibe with the child. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
No, that is so good.
That was actually crazy.
I literally saw a meme about this the other day. It was like, my kid kills my vibe.
Oh my gosh.
It was really good.
I'm dead.
I don't know. If you got it, you got it. People be posting those pictures of them and their kids, like, just straight having a good time, like, right. Running around everywhere, doing everything together. They're like, that's my best friend.
Aww.
And they're, like, cannot 7 months relate. Old, can't talk.
I know.
Imagine you with your, like, mom, like, best friend. Like,
I
this is my ride or die.
I definitely was like that. Like, really? I mean, as much as I could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean definitely when you're younger, you're like, my parent is my best friend, and, like, everything they say is, like, amazing.
Yeah, I guess. Well, what else do you have? Like,
literally nothing. Can't climb back in the womb.
Guess not.
Well,
I'm looking at memes because I'm like, maybe this is good, like, content.
Oh God.
But, you're always
we're
on
the radio.
Okay. Yeah, on the radio. I need to get off of Instagram.
No, you're literally always. I mean, don't you have any like? I mean, you're always on, like, what would you even call it? Like, those ghetto Twitter.
I told you, Patty's fantasy world, that is the best. Look at Virgil Abloh.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just good, to be honest.
Have you ever gotten a message like that?
A message like what?
And let's describe the message for those who cannot see the meme.
Oh, no, right. No. It's completely fine. What do you mean get a message like that? You're outrageous.
I'm dead. Oh, I mean, I'm just saying, like, as peoples walking through this world, we encounter foo-foo lanes.
I don't.
Okay. You actively avoid them.
I mean, nobody comes to me and sends me DMs or messages like that.
First of all, no one gets DM'd. That shit is fake.
What do you mean?
Plenty okay, my housemate people. Was literally home the other day. I was like talking because we were having a conversation. Is technology ruining our like ability to like engage with people and like communicate how much you love people and stuff? And he was just like, no, like, I think it's great because, like, the sliding into DMs is, like,
oh, my God.
But he was like, who here really gets DMs? Because, like, is this real? And I was like, bro, do not look at us because ain't nobody getting DMs, bro.
I think people do, but you legit have to, like, have some level of clout. Like, people right. get DMs when they have, like, 1,000-plus followers.
Yeah, right. No, that's true. Or they were like, yeah. You have to have an account that is, like, asking for a DM. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if you post ass pics and shit, so.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I think that's how my brother met his, like, past ex-girlfriend. Like, I think he slid into... Like, so I think it's a certain section of people who are, like, doing the DM thing. And you definitely, like, don't know the person. And if that's the vibe you're going for, which... That I mean, my Instagram is just shameful, so I'm not going to be sliding into anyone's DMs on there.
Right.
That's just me, though.
I don't know. People be like, you know, we met on Instagram, and I just can't even imagine a situation. I was watching a YouTube video, and it was chronicling a couple's marriage, and yeah. They, like, met on Instagram. And that's, like, hard to think about. Like, what are you saying on Instagram that's, like, oof?
I mean, like, people used to do that with Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, but how do you even find people you don't know? Like, dude, you can, but you almost have to be looking a little bit.
Facebook is the most, like, OG disturbing ass, like, telecommunication.
No, people would literally just start looking through, like, you know, like, random lists, like, people you should know.
Yeah,
or, like,
no,
whatever.
Exactly.
And if they liked their pic, they'd be like, hey, like...
Maybe I should know you.
Yeah, honestly. Smooth.
Like, people you should not know.
I mean, it seemed like it worked out. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, in that 2000s range, like, were meeting
because of
significant,
Facebook,
yeah, like,
it's just scary, especially when you see this message and shit. That's why Facebook definitely combated it, because it's like, you have no mutual friends at all. And this person, like, literally lives halfway across the world.
Oh, my, actually.
And you're like, where on earth did you find me?
I have, like, exclusively Nigerian targeted. Men and Indian men, like, on my Facebook talking about, I love you, marry me.
Bro, the funniest thing ever, my friend in high school sent me a 30-minute long voice message that some random Somali man sent her.
Oh, God.
And said, I love you, sister. Like, I just want to get to know you. Please call me back. I feel like it looks like you like X, Y, and Z. I oh, definitely no. X, Y, and Z. Like, definitely I love you, sister.
Oh, God.
And she was literally sent me the whole voice message. No. And I was like, this is, like, jarring, incriminating.
Right. Take this shit to court. Like, that's so...
I was like, bro, this is evidence.
File.
I don't know. Did he, like, say her name by name?
Yeah, she literally, okay. He was like, Selma, like, I really love you. I think our families could. And she's like, bro, like, I am friends with all my, like, fob ass uncles and aunties in Somalia, and we still don't have mutual friends.
Oh, God.
So yikes. It's just so funny.
Yeah. Okay, but how do you feel like those are worse than, like, what people are doing now? Like, I don't know. Obviously, we're still meeting people in real life, but also, like, dating apps.
It's different. Because at least on a dating app, you're looking for it, right? Like, you go on Facebook, yeah. You're like, this is for my parents, low-key. And then you get this, like, jarring message, like, yeah. You know, I want
to... Would love to...
Yo, did you guys ever see the meme where the pastor guy comments under Nicki Minaj's ass photo?
No.
This was the best meme ever. It basically was just a screenshot of this guy, and he's like some uncle or some shit and didn't know how Facebook works. And it was like her ass shot photo like this. It's like, I'd love to, like, eat your ass or some shit.
And he thought and it then was a DM.
Someone clicked his profile and it said, like, man of God, oh my goodness, children. No. And I'm like, do y'all know comments are public, or you thought you were messaging?
Oh no. Would love so, to so eat funny. Your. And also, that just being the way that you're going to, like, eat right. her ass. Like, if I comment on her Facebook photo,
it's like, dad. I'll
definitely get it.
Right.
It's like, dad, that's not how you use the internet. Like, oh, imagine seeing that because your dad thought it was a private message.
Yikes. I'd have to disown. Like, there would be no way, no discussing it. I cannot. I don't know. Facebook is, like, I don't know. I feel like, is it user-friendly?
In terms of?
Because I feel like people are always, like, mispressing shit. Like, accidentally putting their search thing in the, like, status. I know I accidentally uploaded every single picture in my phone once. And it tagged people. Yes.
First of all, how did it take every picture off your phone?
I genuinely don't know.
Was there anything inappropriate in there?
I didn't have any nudes or anything.
But anything you would want your parents to see?
But just, like, screenshots. And it would tag the people in the screenshots. That's incriminating,
though. If my camera would not posted on the internet, I would literally have to die. No. It's not even nudes or anything. It's just that people gotta stay out of that.
True.
No, that's so jarring.
It's too much. Yeah, that happened. And now I, like, don't trust Facebook. I'm always, like, anytime someone texts me, like, an alarming thing, like, oh, my God, I'm like, wait, did something post to my Facebook? Like, that's where my mind goes immediately.
And you know the funniest thing ever? They literally have those trash-ass scams.
Oh.
People will be like, sorry, I got hacked. And then all of a sudden, new video, like, hey, I found this YouTube video of you.
Right.
And then when you see that message, it definitely was, like, generated to create the most.
Literally.
My friend literally was like, send this video of you. And I just saw the notification. Oh, no. I'm like, fuck, what?
And you're thinking back to, like, oh, no, what did I, like, shit. It's like,
No, I'm serious. No. I'm like, who took a video of me? Like, this is jarring. Honestly. And then it'll literally be like a fake link, like xyz.net.
Yeah. It's totally fake. I remember once someone got scammed and, like, had sent me a video of a woman fucking a horse.
Oh my goodness.
Which,
I didn't think that traumatized.
No, I'm literally still traumatized to this day. Like, I actually, it was really beyond me.
Did he say, like, my bad, or no other communication?
No, there was no other communication past that.
How does a woman do that?
Listen.
No offense.
What kind of sorry to bother you type shit?
I... don't know. That, yeah, that was really jarring, and like I'm still trying to get out of my memory. We're almost there. Therapy's wonderful.
Oh, you're not going?
What? I know. I'm lying, guys. It was a joke. I'm not. I really need to though. I've been meaning, yeah, to
get on the end.
I'm not actually going to therapy. I'm just.
Have you been lying to us?
Oh no, I'm going to therapy.
Oh. Okay, continue.
Another. Anyways.
I need to sign up for therapy. They told me, can you follow up with your insurance? And I never called back.
Wait, what?
Are you trying to go off campus?
Yeah, because Tufts doesn't, like, isn't mental health services, they have, like, a couple, like, you can go a number of times.
Yeah, it's like,
no, they say. Because
I talked to someone and they were like, oh, there's, like, insurance, because I'm on student health insurance, so they were like, yeah, you need to look for, like, long-term, and there's a portal that's, like, compatible with Tufts Health Insurance.
Yeah, so it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be pretty easy to find. But you have to, like, copay and
stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Right. It's, like, really low for Tufts, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I should probably try it now.
Yeah, take advantage of that. And even if you want to do, like, the online one.
What? I don't know. You got to work with what you got.
Right, like, it's free.
Under
the Tufts insurance, yeah.
Oh, I thought it's like the same. It's just people who are like, we're not gonna go in.
No, it's free.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to kind of try traditional therapy just to see how it is.
Yeah.
Lay back on the couch.
Well, nobody'd be doing
that. Also, low-key need to be honest.
What are your issues? Let's air that out. No, I'm kidding.
And this is a fucking shrink and shit.
I can think of one.
I can think of
first
none.
Of all, you sound like those Facebook videos. Which one?
Oh my god. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, what else? Same. How has the internet influenced you guys?
I'm
so staying vague. On the topic of technology.
What do you mean, how's the internet influenced us? The internet doesn't do anything. People just be uploading stuff to there.
What? Okay.
I'm not talking about the literal infrastructure of the internet.
I
see.
I know, Chanel had to really take this to a whole new low.
And, like...
How has the internet... I mean, obviously...
This sounds like a goddamn interview.
Right. I don't know. I mean, it influences us in every single way. We were, like, raised on the fucking... Well, for the most part, yeah. Raised on the internet.
How do you guys feel... Okay, maybe this is a better question. How do you guys feel when you see kids with whole ass... cell phones on the train and they're literally like 2 years old? Because like I feel like my little sister and cousins, they straight up, before they could talk, they knew how to get on YouTube.
Oh yeah, no, they fully could, like, don't know how to write but can type in exactly what they want to see.
And the thing too is, it's like we grew up on the internet, but like low-key it kind of started maybe a little late, or it was hard to access.
But
now it's great. Like, dude, technology is like, someone was telling me that kids can't even read analog clocks.
Why would you even have to though?
No, but that's
day.
Like, yeah, I guess that's true, but it's like digital clocks all the time would straight up give me anxiety. I'm like, I can't, really? They're like, we only know the numbers. It seems kind of crazy.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, back when we were kids, definitely, like, my mom was, like, low-key afraid of the internet. Like, she'd use it, but she'd be afraid for me to do anything on there. I'd hop on, and someone showed me Fred videos one time.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I'm going to watch Fred. And my mom walked in, and she was literally so upset. But it's not, like, inappropriate.
No, but he was actually, yeah, like, worse than SpongeBob, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't,
looking back, you can see dead. Why she was concerned.
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
Imagine.
He was just fully on another, like...
on crack cocaine.
Yeah, no, he was definitely... I don't know if he's come out since.
He has. The guy that was Fred, like, makes YouTube videos, and they're actually pretty, like...
Like...
They're cohesive, but he's boring. So it's, like...
Like, about his life and shit?
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
He's still trying to hold on to some like, fame that he doesn't have.
He made it big, and then he crashed. Like, he had a show, right?
Yeah, that show was bad.
Well,
yeah,
it was on Nick or what?
Yeah. Nick takes anything. Nick has, like, no stimulus.
He was stimulated all the time. Like, we were...
Yeah.
I was like, bro.
Stimulation.
That's so wild. What is the 2019 equivalent of Fred for kids?
Who would even know? Something stupid. TikTok in general. Because, I mean, but back then there was no, like, you know, YouTube was just a thing. Like, there was no Vine. There was no TikTok. So you had to watch, you could get. So, like,
yeah.
I would say that early YouTubers were, like, Viners or, what do they call them? TikTokers?
Yeah.
TikTokers.
Vine is
TikTokers, but, like, straight up with, like, short-term attention span.
Wait, what do you...
Because, like, YouTube, you would have to at least sit through a video and right, stuff. But now true. It's, like, 6 seconds, 6 seconds, 6 seconds. It's like, bro.
Yeah. I honestly, you know... yeah. I don't know. I feel like... Okay, kids still like YouTube is what I will say. Like, they're into TikTok. Because I think it's more accessible for them. But, like, in terms of YouTube, I think kids are watching, like, what's those boys? The...
Peppa Pig.
What?
Peppa, what's those boys? Peppa Pig.
No, oh. Logan Paul. Or
oh,
do you think people even still really watch that?
No,
I think little kids do.
Yes, bro, this is so true because I remember being like, "Who watches Logan Paul?" Because they're like these white dudes doing stupid shit, and I'm literally like, I would go home and like my cousins, like they were straight up texting my brothers and sisters on my off my mom's WhatsApp about like all their videos. And I saw this correspondence.
What are they texting your mother about this for?
Because they don't have phones, so they were getting on their my aunt in London. They got on her WhatsApp and get on my mom. They to me sent pictures. We're like, bro, get off the phone. But anyway, like, they literally discuss his videos and I'm like, you guys watch this? I was so
small scared. Children.
Yeah, no, this was outrageous.
That is definitely scary. But yeah, no, like, two-year-olds fully know how to use a phone. Like, and the thing is, like, can we channel that? Like, there, I feel like that's a certain type of intelligence, but I feel like it should be channeled in other ways.
That is highly intelligent. It's just come to show how smart kids honestly really have been all this time.
Well, I think it shows kids are smart, but I also think it shows that in some way phones are very intuitive to use. Like, you see it once or twice and you're like, oh, I can navigate this, where, like,
yeah,
other skills might not be as intuitive for kids. Like, reading, like, where does that even come from? Like, you've never seen a letter or anything before in your life and suddenly the squiggle means something? Like, what the hell is that?
Okay, but they're learning how to use a phone, like, you know, like, before they can even hold their head up straight. It's like, you do not have access to all your motor skills yet. And yet... Like, you can,
like,
you can't even feed your damn self, but here you are using an iPad for what?
First of all, if you can use a phone, bitch, you can change your own diaper. Like, get out of my house.
I'm dead. So, are we... coddling babies too much? Should we be expecting more from that?
I mean, if I have a child, I will expect a lot from it.
What? Out of the womb? Yes. Why aren't you potty trained?
What do you mean expecting a lot of them?
Just like, I think it should be able to like talk pretty quick and like, okay.
Damn.
So I've been in these, I've been in these conversations a lot, and I think Adese has been there for some, where I was like recently saying that there was this 2-year-old that could barely talk. But I follow a good number of like babies, like baby accounts on Instagram. And there's definitely like 1-year-olds on there who like can say like basic sentences. And I feel like the 2-year-old I was saying was saying those same basic sentences.
Yeah.
Like the 1-year-old was like, saw Spider-Man, was like, Spider-Man, you know, just saying it. And no. Was actually smart enough to recognize.
1 year old is young, though. That's a young
Stormy
age.
Is like one, and she can talk and shit.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Okay.
One. She literally is like, spider.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, they can, like, 1 year old can say little basic things.
Yeah.
And this 1 year old, this was a particularly interesting case because, like, his dad had dressed up as Spider-Man for Halloween.
Okay.
So the mask was covering his face, and his mom, like, came out and was like, who's that? And he was like, Dada. Ooh, so somehow he also recognized that that was not Spider-Man. I feel like if I'd been a kid, I would have been like, I would have fallen for it.
Yeah.
You know how babies do that thing where, like, if you can't see them, you think you can't, or if they can't see you.
Yeah,
they think you like, you can't see them and you're hiding. Like, my dumbass straight did that till I was like 5 years old.
Oh no.
So, like,
someone's standing behind you and you're like,
yeah,
they're hiding.
I'm like, I don't want to be here. Like,
wait.
I feel that's like a, how does this kid, like, there was a video I saw on Twitter. It was like literally Kylie, she was on Stormy with the Snapchat filter that puts like a spider on your face.
Oh no.
And then she was like, ah, spider.
And like thought like, it was on her.
They're like, are you scared? He's like, hey, yes. Like, kids are fearless.
They're fun.
They're not
fun.
Fearless because she was scared. I'm scared of that thing too. Like, it makes it feel like there is a spider on your face.
I think she said yes because she was like, Stormy, are you scared? And she was like, eh. And then she was like, spider.
Oh my God.
And then she's like, ah, aren't you scared? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah. Kids are funny. They're funny.
Yeah.
I mean, my cousin, like, and I've told this story before, he was like 2 years old. And he spoke late, like, he could not write his own name, you know? Like,
at what age?
It was 2 years old. We'd be like, Dylan, write your name. And he would do a bunch of scribbles. But tell me why I would wake up 2 a.m.
What if you write your name and he wrote a different name?
It's like, I'm Tom.
Tom Ritter.
Sorry, I'm Tom. I woke up at 2 a.m. to him laughing under the covers. I pull back the covers. I'm like, what are you doing? He has the iPad, my grandma's iPad, and he has found a Yo Gabba Gabba video. How did he do that? He not only did he unlock
the
iPad.
Right.
Why was he sleeping in a bed? Or was he in a crib?
No, he was in a bed. I mean, he was big enough.
At 2?
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. He was visiting
us.
We don't have a
crib. Crib age.
It is. I guess you have like a tiny bed though. Well, yeah, okay.
That's creepy. I feel like kid, bro, he's probably having intelligent conversations back, and then he's like, I do goo goo jaga.
Like, with his friend, just like, and so, what do you think? And then it's like, oh, go, go.
They're like, conference hall on Yo Gabba Gabba. Oh my God.
You know, Yo Gabba Gabba was a really good show. Like, he was, like, obsessed with it. And so I had to, like, watch it.
Yeah.
Like, as a baby, if you turn that shit off, he was screaming.
Yes.
And so I memorized a handful of videos. And they were pretty good, you know?
Do you know the There's the Party to My Tummy song? My sister loved that. Yeah.
Wait, do they teach? What is Yo Gabba Gabba? You know how some things teach math or reading?
No, this doesn't do that. It's more like arts, I guess.
Oh, like singing along and stuff?
Yeah, like singing, like visuals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's supposed to just get those creative juices flowing.
Like songs that teach you like how to like be a decent, like not like a decent person, because there's only so much you can do at 2, but like...
Yeah. Stop lying to mommy.
Yeah, well, basically. Probably stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean...
What was your guys' favorite shows growing up?
According to my mom, I really liked Blue's Clues and Teletubbies.
Okay, mm-hmm. Blue's Clues. Teletubbies was like suspicious.
No, that definitely was. Like the baby son at the end. That was frightening.
You know what show was actually jarring? Booba.
Yeah, those Boobas, I hated. I didn't like them.
Booba was literally the most like. I actually thought they were telepathically trying to like kill us.
I mean, they were just jumping around on screen into each other, and they're these.
They didn't even
sing,
to be honest. They didn't do anything except be colorful, bounce off each other, and fly around. Like.
Yeah, that was
so scary.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever have Discovery Channel Kids?
No.
As a kid, my grandma had all the channels. Right? Yeah, those were really good, actually. I liked a lot of those.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, my God. I loved, Cyber Chase and that stuff.
Yeah, Cyber Chase.
Arthur. I still watch Arthur, to be honest. I watched it 2 weeks ago.
Bomb.
It was good.
Like, that is honestly GOAT of show.
I feel like as a kid, I was watching, like, just shit that I shouldn't have been, like, MTV.
You know what I used to watch? So, we had, like, those tiny TVs.
Yeah.
Like, you know the ones that are literally, like, this big?
Right.
We had that shit in our living room, and then what I would do, especially if I was home or came home early from school, I would watch, like, Jerry.
No!
The thing is, it was small enough that I could, like, point it to the corner of the living
room. Oh, so you were literally,
so
like...
I would literally sit in the corner, like, this. So, like, my
what
mom
the hell?
Couldn't catch me. Because she hated, especially Jerry, bro.
Jerry, like, was just so out of control.
They be trying to act like they're making a difference. Jeez. They're like, moral of the story, he comes out and be like, don't be cheating on people. Like,
right.
Be a good person. I'm like, y'all
it's
got
like
people
after,
beat it
right,
up.
Three whole families beat each other up. Like,
right.
Yeah, that was actually pretty. I mean,
that
I
was straight up my guilty pleasure.
At age five.
Not at age five. I probably started this shit at like 11, and I literally like always did this.
That feels better.
It does. That's a lot better.
No, yeah. Oh no, I didn't even know what it was until I was like eight. I think my first like, yeah, when I would stay home from school. Daytime television is just
it's definitely different. Something
Maury
Jerry Springer I think was worse though.
My aunt just went to see Maury actually like last week.
Is he still alive?
Alive probably not for long, but yeah, he is right now. Let's see, how old is Maury?
Wait, how did this whole thing just break?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, what the hell is in my sleeve, though? Just hold it. What's my name?
Maury is 80 years old.
Oh,
no, he's not.
Thing
Maury the...
That's 70.
Is it gonna...
Like, I don't know how that spelled out.
Are we sure that's not supposed to happen?
Technical difficulties.
They would just have very controversial stories on that show, which was the biggest
issue. No, I feel like it was the same story over and over again.
No, because some of them would literally be like, a lot of them were kind of like, are you the father? Yeah or no? But some of them were definitely like, my daughter's out of hand. She doesn't listen to me. Like, X, Y, and Z. And then on top of that, she'll be like, I had a secret baby that nobody knew about. And then on top of that, the baby's like, is he the father? Like, it's just... Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm dating a 35-year-old and I'm 14.
And she's like...
I don't care.
She'd be like, and my mom can't do anything. I wish. Every time she even looks at me, I'd be like, bitch, please. Like, she would just say reckless shit.
I mean, I feel like... Like, clearly, like, you can't just set that up completely. Like, there has to be some part of that that's, like, them. But I doubt it's that extreme and, like...
It definitely isn't. We're probably like, bro, you got in your mom's car after the show. Go home and she'll cook you some food.
Right.
Don't be acting tough.
Or maybe the 35-year-old is buying the meals. I don't know.
35-year-old daddy.
I know. Speaking of daddy...
You gotta open this topic.
I mean, have either of you considered sugar daddy?
Only in a, like a joke way, yeah. There's
never seriously.
I mean, there's things I need for sure, but I just feel like it would be super suspicious if my mom became aware that I had any kind of money from somewhere. She'd be like, "Where'd that come from?" And I feel like I wouldn't know what to say. I think, yeah, I don't know. I'm also not trying to be in danger.
I mean, who's
what if it's no danger at all?
You just never know.
My friend had a sugar daddy that was completely absent because he travels all the time and would just send her money.
Best case scenario.
Yeah.
And give her Sephora gift cards and shit.
You need like a cash pig more than to, you know, be someone's sugar or to have a sugar daddy.
So if you were completely safe, would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I want things. I want materials. I want money.
Okay.
Materials.
But what are you willing to give?
Right. Very little to none.
Sorry.
A listening ear.
I did say you don't have to.
Listen, a relationship is a two-way street.
You sound transactional as
fuck. What if I just said, what if we got into it and then I was like, you know, I don't have sex. I'm saving it for marriage.
I'm pretty sure he would kill you right there.
Oh my god. Wait, that's
jacked
actually.
He would kill you. See, and then you're still in danger.
He'd be like, can I get a reimbursement?
You're gonna have to go to Tufts Bursar for that one.
Right.
Yikes.
The petty cash slip for $50 or less.
Actually. The thing is, I feel like I don't know, what about like a dinner thing?
Oh, like you just have to go out for dinner?
Right, at the waterfront.
Sure, I can do that.
That is great.
Boston waterfront, like, you know?
So long as they weren't like, I mean, I would say so long as they weren't like racist or saying some out of pocket shit, but
even
honestly,
racist,
for the right price,
was,
I would.
$1,000, would you still
go? Yeah, I would go. I just listen and I'd be like, yes, sir, I agree wholeheartedly. Yep.
You would say, yes, Massa.
I'm dead.
He'd be like, not in public.
What?
All right, but then that implies there's more in private, which is, you know, what I'm not trying to do.
Yeah, let's
I'm not trying to see any old man genitalia. You know.
Anything wrinkly is off.
Right. So everything is off.
I think that's ageist. I'm pretty sure that's
ageist.
No,
it's not.
Listen,
it's Black people ageist. Don't have wrinkles.
Mama,
what?
Oh, that's facts.
So yeah, maybe if it was an old Black man.
Then how is he racist?
I don't know. Old Black men can still be racist. I met a very racist Black man the other day.
He'd be like, I'm subjecting you to this.
But yeah. I don't know. What are y'all willing to give?
Why the hell is all the senior bar nights like when I'm gone, bro?
Because.
They're having it this week.
This tomorrow. Is the universe telling you.
Oh, they're having it tomorrow? It's I never hear tomorrow. About senior bar night.
Soon. Yeah.
Like as in today?
Bro, they're all. Look at this event. Yeah, as in today. Like later tonight.
I don't know if that's an official thing, though.
Yeah.
No, you know that the bar nights are just kids who rent shit out.
Okay, this is a different one.
Yeah, no, the actually, like, Tufts actually has senior bar nights, but, like...
Oh, no, it's not a Tufts authorized one. The last one wasn't a Tufts one, either.
Wait, who's organizing them?
It's literally two kids who pay for a venue and invite the senior class. They're just, like, invite all the seniors, you know.
Someone should do something for us under 21s.
You talk about it like your whole ass generation. You said us under 21s.
I mean, basically, that's at this point, though. In college, it is such othering. Like, you can't especially walk into the bar. Day. You can't go to Hillsides. I can't drink what I want to drink. It's basically the issue.
Hey, aren't we?
Unless Sam's trying to hook me up more, I don't know.
No, and you need to say you're underage ass
just
down.
Don't say my governing name on air. No, I'm good. I feel that kind of sucks.
But no, like legit, like my class, my engineering classes, not that I would go, but they have all these like bar events now because everyone except me is 21. And so they'll go. I don't know. I guess I'm
Does
petty for no reason.
Does the teacher know about this or it's just the kids?
No, it's just the kids.
Oh, okay.
Imagine your professors show up and are like... I mean, that happened at my brother's school. That, oh, like,
no. It'd be like, my student is underage. Get, like, we're reporting you. It'd be like, you organized this, bitch.
Oh, my God. No, like, so what had happened was the professor had invited some of the boys in the class out to the bar just to, like, hang out with them, and he got super drunk. And was like, yeah, I'm fucking all these girls in your class. And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah. And then they, like, reported him.
Oh, gosh.
And, I mean, yeah.
That is definitely 100% target.
He fired. Might be in jail.
That is ratchet behavior.
I mean, it's purely inappropriate. For sure.
Also, it's just interesting that he literally thought he could, like, get to a point where he got that open with everybody.
Right.
Especially, it's like... Bro, those girls are our classmates.
But, like, why would you even drink? Because you almost have to know yourself a little bit. Like, he would have to, like, drink before and been aware that he would say some out-of-pocket stuff.
I mean, I don't even know if he cared. I think he was, like, bro mentality.
I don't understand.
I also don't understand, Siri.
Yeah. Thanks, Siri, for that little... We'd like to introduce our fourth guest, Siri. Always listening.
Whoa, have you guys Siri. Seen the Siri things on Twitter?
No.
Bro, they're so... I'm sorry, I keep talking about, like, online stuff.
No, yeah.
There was literally, like, Twitter, because you know how they have different accents?
Yeah.
Like, there's... You can get British Siri. People are just putting in, like, different ones and being like, wow, this Siri is, like, outrageous.
Wait, outrageous how?
Hold on, I'm gonna find one of the audios. There's, like, a British one. They are literally so, so funny. Oh, I didn't watch this one.
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant. I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
Honestly, love, why the fuck are you clicking on me?
Oh, like, my God.
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
Oh my gosh.
People keep doing that for like all the languages. They're so funny.
Your virtual assistant.
This is a Kenyan one.
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant. I'm Siri, your virtual assistant. Party off top funny.
What? I'm just so confused.
Sorry.
I don't know if I have the context.
Right. Like, what even was that?
Wait, have you never seen that?
No.
It's literally this like video of this Kenyan girl like party after party.
Oh no, I've never seen it.
Yeah, no, they're really, really, really funny.
Oh god. That is. I mean,
yo, there's okay, a Somali one.
Right, yeah, I was just about to ask.
And she was literally like, they do this thing where they try to preach to the whole community. They'd be like, all Somali people, we heard a news story that there are Somalis fucking cats and dogs. Please
what?
Stop.
Oh my god. Where did that come from?
I literally have no idea, but they were like, please, we do not do that. Stop.
Oh no, as a peoples, we do not participate.
And it was just so, so funny. The second I heard that, I literally fell down.
Oh god.
It was just outrageous.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a Nigerian one there circulating out there.
What do you
somewhere.
Think the voice clip was?
I honestly don't.
Why are you running?
Right, honestly, probably. Why are you running?
Okay, I should probably read a PSA. Okay. Should I read? Do you guys want to read it?
I'll read
pick
one.
It's so like interactive. Like we're just really introducing the listeners to the whole process.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry, guys. Thank you for tuning in. There's 9 people. I don't know if you're dead or alive, but I
if you're dead or alive,
we'll take you
here.
As you are.
Yeah, honestly, that's okay. Not that.
But all right, we have a public service announcement for y'all.
Okay.
So anybody looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Ooh. Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Mm. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
God bless. The question is it keto?
No, no, definitely not.
Fruits aren't keto?
No.
What?
Because sugar, carbs.
That kind of is sad.
Yeah.
Wait, fruit is carbs?
Yes. Fruit is high carbs.
Carbious.
Really?
Yes.
I thought fruit was...
Because it's just so sugary.
Oh, I guess carbohydrates are just sugar.
Yeah, it's like good sugar, but you still can't eat it on keto.
It's a fructose. Okay, no. You're listening to WMFO and Maker. Okay, back to topic. Should we do Would You Rather or something?
I actually have another PSA if y'all don't mind.
What is that?
Yeah, go on.
Oh my god, the whole train.
Please. All right. This is just something that I feel like that can also lead into an interesting conversation.
Okay.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. definitely a tinfoil hat wrote that.
As if you weren't wearing one a few years ago. No,
it's
you were
always on,
definitely on some conspiracy.
My brain
shit.
Waves are not going to be subjected to the oppression.
What I will say,
non-human alien peoples.
Honestly, at this point, it's like, does it even matter? Like, okay, you want to see me naked? Go for it. You know, like, that's how I feel at this point. It's like, it won't be the end of my world if suddenly, you know, I find
some
out.
Some old man
okay,
is tricking it to you.
Imagine that X yeah. years later, you want to run for office or you want to make a difference.
It's not going
to
happen.
But also, like, that really can't be on you if you're like, oh, I stood in front of my web camera naked, but it, like, wasn't on.
Right.
I mean, I guess maybe they can't prove that, but it's also, like...
I mean, you can, if someone is just, like, lotioning in front of their camera, you know what I mean? Well, maybe it's some, like, you know,
like,
webcam
non-sexual,
stuff.
Just, like...
Right.
Because it looks so... yeah.
It's right. Like, I was putting lotion on, man.
Exactly. It's like, oh, okay, cool. I mean... It's America. They'll spin it as they will. But so be it, you know? It's like, I don't know.
Just imagine what the future is going to look like. Like, who is going to be the president of the United States?
Hard to tell.
You had a TikTok. You had this. We saw all that bullshit. Like,
no, whoever's going to be president probably does not have TikTok right now. They're probably, like, on their grind.
You think so?
Somewhere.
I feel like you have to engage with technology.
I mean, yeah, but you don't have to engage with TikTok.
That's true.
Maybe they will have a TikTok. That's hard to think about.
I mean, yeah, it's getting... I feel like we're all deplorables.
Literally heathens.
We are
well,
heathens.
We're not all heathens.
We are pagan.
Heathens.
I just wonder, what do our listeners out there think of the rapture? I just wanted to put that out there.
Please, call in. Let us know.
Well, is the rapture coming soon?
Right. I mean,
honestly,
squirrels are eating napkins, so...
Okay, no, I wasn't going to say I think it's coming, but, like, I know people who say there are a list of signs, and X amount of list of signs have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least for Muslims, one of the signs is there's a large earthquake in the east of the world and the west of the world. So, like, sometimes I, like, hear imams being like, you know that earthquake in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that earthquake that happened in Haiti? Like...
Oh my God.
And they're like, we're just waiting for one more. And I'm like, please.
Damn. Then it's all over for all of us.
I don't know. It's pretty.
What a time. Well, I don't know. I guess, like, be part of some revolutionary history.
We're going to be Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg.
Hansel and Gretel. What is that shit story like?
Hansel and Gretel. They walk in the woods. Leave the...
No, Greta's the girl who was like crying about.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She's the climate change.
Oh yeah, yeah. Climate change.
And she's like been doing a lot. Yeah. She went to the UN summit. I think it's just like hard because
she gets famous though.
I mean,
she just goes to the extremes, and I think she has the resources to do it.
Right. Okay.
She like was in a paddle boat going from like. Somewhere to wherever the UN summit was because she was like, yeah, I'm not gonna fly in a plane. Which
okay,
I hear, but it's also like
the plane's gonna take off, right? So you can
it's
get
leaving
off if you
with
want.
Or without you. It's definitely extreme, and like she dropped out of school to like
right.
do oh, this. But it won't
yeah.
matter, you know what I mean? Like
I mean,
it won't matter. They don't care about anything.
Cry a couple of tears.
No, they don't. Right.
Be like, I care about the environment.
You don't even need to. Like, I mean, someone like that, I feel like it's like, oh, I want to go to Harvard. What does Harvard look like saying no? You know?
Right.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's got a pretty good future built out. Whatever happened to those, like, Stoneman Douglas kids, you know? They were really...
Who was Stoneman
Yeah.
Douglas? The shooting in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
And those kids like became really famous for a second.
Yeah.
And then
they went off to good schools.
Except the one who like said some shit on like social media and had his admission rescinded from Harvard.
I didn't see that one.
Straight up has a billboard like in Boston, like by a Heinz Convention Center. And it was like, you think gun violence is right? And he's like survivor of that high school shooting. I was like, damn, your
like,
face
yikes.
Is up there.
Yeah. Clearly, I don't believe it, but the government ain't doing nothing, so what can I do?
Yeah.
Good. No, I'm kidding. I mean, do as you will, you know?
I mean, I'm not going to buy a gun. I'm not going to shoot anything up. I feel like that's the most I can do.
That is the least you can do.
Right. Huh. Wait, what happened with this person that got their...
They just uncovered something he was saying, and then, like... They were like, yeah, this is not in line with our values. Please.
Was it like the...
You want to hear the biggest tea ever?
What?
Yes.
So, somebody I know at Tufts has a friend who got into Harvard, and he was in that meme group chat.
Yeah.
Do you know the meme
group chat? Wait, this is the...
Yeah.
They were talking reckless, and Harvard found out it was, like, racist. It was, like, some of it was, like, super, like fucked up shit. But basically Harvard found out this chat and they like literally rescinded all the kids who were in it.
Really?
Yeah. And like he literally was visiting Tufts. It was like my sophomore year. And then my friend was like, bro, like, that kid was supposed to go to Harvard, and now he's just visiting. They all went to, like, nice school in New Jersey and shit. And I was like, damn.
I guess.
And the crazy thing, too, is he was black.
Really?
So I was like, wow, you're acting out of pocket.
Right, that's so unacceptable.
But, I mean, that's hard, because if you're just in the group, like... I mean, clearly, like, you should leave, but if I'm not active on Facebook, so say someone invited me to, like...
I don't think it was everybody who was in the group. I think it was, like, kids who posted this offensive
message. I see. Okay.
I mean, at that point, it's, like, yeah.
Because, obviously, someone was in it to, like, report it.
Right.
What does... I feel like... imagine if you come home, you're like, yeah, so about that Harvard thing, like...
But I don't know, most of these kids, like, the white ones definitely get it from their parents, so then it's probably, like, the parents are, like, upset, like, I can't believe they would, you know, send your message because of this. Back in my day, we used to say much worse, like...
Right, it's like we used to actually set people on fire. Right, that's what I was thinking.
You didn't hurt anyone, right? And they're like, no, Dad. And then the dad is, like, calling Harvard, offering to, like, pay millions.
You're not supposed to let my kid deserves to be here.
He wasn't hurting anybody. He was just saying things. It's just words.
He wasn't hurting anyone. He was just saying things that were hurting people.
Yeah, okay. If you're a black kid in a space like that, yeah, I need your admission rescinded. Yeah. You need to have some time to figure yourself out.
Honestly, that's anti-black. You just jeopardize your whole ass future. Imagine living your life after that. Right.
There's no hope for you. At least those other kids can pick themselves up.
I'd be depressed if that happened.
I'd be like, I just gave up all these opportunities, connections, all this bullshit for a meme.
I mean, it's becoming that serious. Some people are sustaining themselves.
How much
we
risk it for?
But it's also like you never know. Like from Harvard's point of view, like memes straight up be leading to like that's what's on those websites where shooters meet up. They're like sharing memes. Next thing you know, one of them is like time to kill some people of certain race or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
First of all, some memes like you get to dark memes and then it starts getting
Because
even us, it's like there are some fucked up memes that we find funny.
Wait, like what?
There's definitely memes you've laughed that have been a little bit fucked.
Definitely, but I didn't know if you had one that was coming to mind.
Just keep going in that direction, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Definitely. I feel like as a people's, we're moving towards some disgusting humor, myself included. Like, I will really just be laughing at shit I should not be.
And you know you should not, too.
I know. I'm socially trained enough to know, but... alas, it's still funny.
Yeah.
So, what is the gal to do? I don't know.
Does anybody have the 4 a.m. slot?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't care if we can keep going. But yeah, there's 2 minutes.
I need to get to bed.
Okay, I'm going to play one song and then kill it. Do you guys want to... what is it called? Let your guys outro what? Yourselves.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. This has been fun. I'm Mayday. And catch you on the flip side.
Have a good night, everybody.
Okay, perfect. Damn. I'm trying to find my song. You're good. Okay, thank you guys for listening. This is WMFO in Medford. And what should I play? Okay, hold on. I was listening to this Drake Top Boy song. So good. I'm addicted to it. Okay. Uh-huh. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Okay.
Yeah. Look, You know how to peg and chit-chat goes. I like R's and V's and O's. I don't really play no tic-tac-toe. Been with chubs through highs and lows. We seen man last night, they froze. Wasn't no cameras, wasn't no pose. Just like that one time at Chella. Good thing man weren't pulling out phones. Staying big 6'6 with woes. Man start dissing and doing repos. They do anything except roads. Still can't see them after it snows. I don't have time for the waste man jokes. Personal thing if I'm getting up close. Loyal to Oaks, I've taken a O. Versace Hotel and I'm taking the robes. Seeing them in person, I'm seeing them.